After more than a week of heavy American bombing in northern Iraq, Iraqi forces have made small tactical retreats from points along the front line within the autonomous Kurdish enclave. Kurdish fighters have been moving forward into the evacuated territory, along with U.S. special forces. In recent days, they've clashed with Iraqi troops in several areas. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Flocks of sheep graze beside empty Iraqi trenches and bunkers, barely 36 hours after this hillside was abandoned by Iraqi troops. This Kurdish shepherd says it's the first time he's been able to walk here in more than 10 years.
It's the first time, because if they bring their sheep over here, the Iraqi soldiers shoot him. Or they take him to the prison.
There have been scenes like this all along the front lines north of Baghdad over the past week, as Iraqi troops have made small withdrawals of 2 to 15 miles after suffering days and nights of bombing from American warplanes. Lying amid the massive craters left by the airstrikes here is a burned-out and gutted military truck, as well as helmets, ammunition, and in one bunker, a poster with instructions on how to respond to a chemical or biological weapons attack. The Iraqi retreats have left the Kurds with a dilemma. Washington has told them not to advance towards the key northern cities of Kirkuk and Mosul, in part because of the objections of neighboring Turkey, which fears a Kurdish expansion in Iraq might trigger a new uprising from Turkey's own Kurdish minority. Yesterday, Kurdish commander Mohammed Amin Rozman used this argument to explain why his men had advanced anyway.
From the 70s and 80s, this area was had been ethnically cleansed, and it's to our opinion that we have moved forward, and now we are protecting the Kurdish regions.
Over the past two decades, the Baghdad regime has expelled tens of thousands of ethnic Kurds and Turkmen from Kirkuk and other parts of the north, in some cases replacing them with Arabs. Many of those expelled are now desperate to return to their homes, and that has sparked fears of an ethnic bloodbath. Last week, 1,000 soldiers from the 173rd U.S. Airborne Brigade parachuted directly into this delicate situation. A few days after landing at the Harir airstrip in Kurdish-held northern Iraq, the American soldiers were already patrolling the growing U.S. airbase in Humvees. Pentagon planners had hoped to open up a much larger northern front by sending more than 60,000 American troops in through neighboring Turkey. But Ankara rejected the proposal, and now the small but growing U.S. presence in the north has a different mission: to demonstrate that there is no need for Turkey to send its own troops here, and to ensure that the Kurds make no unilateral advances towards Baghdad. For now, American troops and Kurdish fighters are continuing to conduct small-scale operations all along the northern front. Yesterday, they engaged Iraqi forces near the village of Khazar. American bombers circled overhead after Iraqi mortars targeted Kurdish militia fighters who had moved several miles into Iraqi territory along with a small team of U.S. special forces. For hours, the warplanes dropped bomb after bomb on Iraqi targets. A U.S. Special Forces soldier sat in an abandoned Iraqi foxhole, calling in additional airstrikes.
Egypt Tango, this is Talon.
Roger, copy. Four trucks destroyed, 50 KIA, one more to position so far.
Despite reports of heavy casualties, the Iraqis kept coming back. Bullets whizzed overhead, along with mortar and artillery fire directed at the Kurdish and American positions. More Iraqi counterattacks may be on the way. This week, Saddam Hussein issued a threat to a top Kurdish leader, warning of dangerous consequences if the Kurds continued, as he put it, flirting with the U.S. On Monday, three Iraqi missiles slammed into the hills near the new U.S. base at Harir. No one was injured, but it was the deepest Iraqi strike into Kurdish territory since the war began. Ivan Watson, NPR News in northern Iraq.